Welcome to episode 28, Writing an Effective Press Release.
Welcome to the PR Playbook Podcast with Ranjini Joshua, the only podcast that teaches you how to strategically navigate the world of public relations and social media and grow a powerful brand.
Hello, and welcome to episode 28. Many people say that the press release is no longer relevant. If you've heard my previous podcast on press releases, you'll know that while they're not dead, there's definitely been an evolution of the press release and how it's used, and my overall sentiment of press releases in general. I still use them every day. So if you check way back to episode 4, you'll learn when and the why of doing a press release and the things to consider before doing a press release. In this podcast, I wanted to dive deeper on how you can write a good press release. You should remember that a press release should be designed as a resource for media and is part of a larger multi-channel strategy. A solid press release will be able to relay your important news, keep you visible, and might even support sales or any other ROI-driven measurements that you have. In this quick podcast, we'll go through the essential outline for any good press release. The essential components of a press release include several things. But remember, when you're writing a press release, take off your marketing hat. This isn't the place for verbose, flowery language. You want to focus on the facts and the impact of the announcement. If you don't have these things, you may want to rethink your release and see if it may be better fit or served in a different format. So here we go. Here are the essential elements of a press release: the headline, subhead, intro paragraph, quote number one, the deeper detail, potential quote number two, call to action, and a boilerplate. In the next few minutes, I'll go through each one of these to define them so you can get a better understanding. Headline. With the headline, think first, better, best. Think big. Make sure you are concise and to the point and descriptive about what your news is presenting, but also think in the terms of how you're changing the industry. Why is it news and why should people care? Make sure you do include these elements because this is what's going to hook your media to read the rest of your announcement. Subhead. The subhead is a secondary header that gives supportive detail to the headline. This could be additional words that you may not fit into the headline. Of course, you don't want the headline to be more than a sentence long, so this could be some additional detail that you think is relevant to the newsworthiness of the overall press release. The intro paragraph. This is where you introduce your news in the very first paragraph. Be specific and be direct in no more than 3 to 5 sentences. Now, remember, in your intro paragraph, you also want to include the dateline, which is the location of your news and the date that you're announcing. After the first paragraph, you might want to use a quote. Typically in a press release, there are 2 quotes. These quotes are used to support your press release vision and augment the press release's credibility or give you some validity to your news. The first quote is typically from someone who is an executive within the company, giving some insight on why you made this news possible and why it is relevant to the industry. After you write about this, the next thing you do is go into deeper detail. The deeper detail paragraph is the deeper link to the industry and how you are shaping the future of it, maybe how you're changing something. Potentially, if this is a product release, it could be additional details about the product and what it's going to be doing to benefit your life, or any additional news that you need to include about the details of the announcement. Any of the meat can go right here. Do it here. Then you might want to break that up with another quote. So quote number 2 is typically the credibility quote. Usually comes from like a customer, an analyst, some outside third party that can validate your news, but isn't someone from your own organization singing your own praises. You don't want this person to be drinking the proverbial juice. You want them to be someone that has an objective view, but can validate what you're saying. Last but not least, a call to action. Here's one you want to include: a link to the next steps. What do you want the reader to do after learning more about the announcement? Are you selling a product or service? Will you be hosting a webinar? Include your call to action here. It could be a number of things. If you're attending events, it could be to visit you at the event. If you are selling a product, it could be to purchase a product. If you are wanting them to join a partner program, it could be a link to the partner program. Last but not least, the boilerplate. This is a short paragraph about your company that is basically your company's positioning statement about the brand. The boilerplate should include the website and contact information so that they can find more information if they'd like to. So these are the basic elements and outline of a press release. Typically, a press release can range anywhere from 400 to 600 words. You don't need to say it all in the press release. The press release is really there to be the attention getter for people to learn more about your announcement, to learn more about your company, and want to invest more time. The press release is just a hook that kind of draws you in, kind of like a headline, but it's the headline of your particular story at that time. The press release should have enough information to get media to write a short article about it. But then if they wanted to have more details, they might contact you and get more information. So most of the time, people could write a press release from, write an article from the press release that you've given them. The quotes are there so that they can pull those out and use them to create validity to the story. I hope this was helpful. I know this was a very kind of like short and succinct way of reviewing the announcement. So if you want to get a second pair of eyes on it, feel free to send it to me at ranjini@thesilvertelegram.com. But I warn you, I have a very big red pen when it comes to editing. Visit our show notes if you want to see a worksheet template on building a press release from the ground up. And that might make it easier for you to kind of fill in the blanks of your announcement. You may also want to check out our blog on targeting media for a press release, or take a quick listen to episode 19, 5 ways to connect with the media without a PR person. As always, we appreciate show feedback and suggestions on topics. So please email me at podcast@thesilvertelegram.com so we can get your show suggestions and turn them into quick podcasts where you can learn something and apply them as soon as possible. Thank you so much for listening to the PR Playbook Podcast, and happy writing.